Unity. No one can say we didn't have an exceptionally good fall, as we were snowless until November 2, experiencing above-season temperatures for much of October and first few days of November. November 3 forecasters were proven to be accurate, as a winter storm brought snow and wind, causing many travel woes, including bus cancellations for schools. High school district volleyball was forced into postponement and town public works crews were into snow removal mode. Storm number 2, as a result of an Alberta Clipper, forecasted for November 5, was also accurate, as high winds, snow and freezing rain for some areas caused more travel woes. High school senior high girls conference volleyball resulted in teams spending an additional night in safe and warm accommodations away from home. Hockey teams were forced to cancel or postpone scheduled games, while others experienced finding storm shelter. Reports out of Wilkie shared with the Press Herald said that Wilkie housed some stranded people on November 5 at Homestead Inn and Wilkie Motel, as well as bed and breakfast accommodations. The sound of shovels and snowblowers resonated for several days, as just when storm number 1 was being cleaned up from, storm number 2 arrived with an even bigger punch. It appears Mother Nature isn't done with us yet, as residents were awoken November 7 morning to more snowfall warning alerts. Winter sports enthusiasts were happy with winter's arrival, as the sound of snowmobiles was back in the air. The Unity Outdoor Arena had the boards erected for the ice to soon be put in, and even toboggans and riders were out enjoying the fresh snowfall. The Press Herald and SASKTODAY.ca carried this story on what the winter weather forecast looks like for the prairies. A variety of weather resources predict 2022-23 winter weather. SaskToday.ca. Rural resident Helena Long said, "I am incredibly grateful that we live in an era of insulated homes and central heating. Listening to the wind howl and watching the snow blow across the fields only makes me admire even more the First Nations people who survived here for centuries, as well as the first Europeans who would have arrived not really knowing what to expect when winter came. This was the first measurable moisture addition in almost 2 months, so although the blizzard-like conditions and shoveling aftermath is never enjoyable, it was a welcome scene for farmers. Moisture is needed to sustain farmland and pastures and provides optimism for the next growing season."